This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. American military veterans groups and others are pleading for U.S. action on a week-long standoff that has left hundreds of would-be evacuees from Afghanistan waiting to board charter flights out of a northern Afghan airport. The group says several dozen Americans, along with a larger number of green card holders and family members, are among those still waiting Tuesday for permission to board pre-arranged charter flights at the Mazar-e-Sharif airport in northern Afghanistan. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says the holdup is the fault of the Taliban, but the private organizers of the flights are skeptical. One Afghan woman among the group says elderly American citizens and parents of Afghan Americans in the U.S. are among those being blocked from boarding evacuation planes. The Taliban on Tuesday announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan that is stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. The move seems unlikely to win the international support the new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown. Appointed as interior minister was a man who is on the U.S. FBI most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head, and is believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. He headed the feared Haqqani network that is blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings. The announcement came hours after the Taliban fired their guns into the air to disperse protesters in Kabul and arrested several journalists. Two people died during a protest in the western city of Herat. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Mexico's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that it's unconstitutional to punish abortion, annulling several provisions of a law from a state on the Texas border that had made abortion a criminal act. The decision immediately affects only the northern border state, but the court's president says it establishes a historic precedent and criteria for all of the country's judges, compelling them to act the same way in similar cases. Only four Mexican states, including Mexico City, now allow abortion in most circumstances. The other 28 states penalize abortion with some exceptions. The topic remains controversial in Mexico, and the divide was on display Tuesday as groups from both sides demonstrated outside the court. Health officials in the U.S. state of Louisiana announced Tuesday they are revoking the licenses of seven nursing homes that were evacuated to a warehouse where seven residents died after Hurricane Ida amid conditions deemed unfit. The state's top health officials said in a statement the homes, quote, clearly failed to execute their emergency preparedness plans to provide essential care and services to their residents. State health officials have launched an investigation into the deaths. At the warehouse facility, where 843 residents from seven nursing facilities were sent before Ida roared ashore in southeast Louisiana on August 29th. Video inside showed mattresses packed closely together, surrounded by high water flooded from the storm. The UN Atomic Watchdog said on Tuesday Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons. Against the 2015 accord with world powers that was meant to contain Tehran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency also told member states in a report Tuesday that its verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined since February because of Iran's refusal to let inspectors access IAEA monitoring equipment. The U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the nuclear deal in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump, but Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia have tried to preserve the accord. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau denounced on Tuesday vaccine protesters who threw gravel rocks at him during a campaign rally one day earlier. He noted healthcare workers and other frontline workers also were experiencing harassment and intimidation in parts of Canada for wearing masks and for being vaccinated, and added, quote, that's not how we do things in Canada. Video cameras captured what looks to be white gravel stones hitting Trudeau as he walked past opposition crowds Monday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.